All right, y'all, welcome back to the show. It's Anti-War Radio. We're on Chaos Radio Austin.org and LRN.FM. And, you know, it occurred to me during the break that Alan would say, "Oh, you guys, relax, have a good time. Everybody dies, that's how it is." So, we're going to move on. Let's celebrate. Hooray, it's fundraising time again at antiwar.com. Antiwar.com, which for so many years brought you the non-interventionist foreign policy of Alan W. Buck. And which for that reason alone deserves your donation. Wouldn't you agree, Angela Keaton, on the line?
Yes, thanks for putting Steve Greenhut on before so I could be choked up before I got on the air.
Yeah, sorry about that. You know how it is with the radio timing. Yeah. Everybody, you know Angela Keaton, she's development director for antiwar.com. She's trying mightily to keep us in business. We have to do this once every quarter. We know that Ben Bernanke is at war against you and your bank account, and I guess depending on how rich you are, your stock options, maybe he's benefiting you. Anyway, we know it's hard, but we also know we need your help or we can't be antiwar.com, and we know that antiwar.com is important to you, so give them the rap, Angela. Tell them how they can donate.
You can donate any number of ways. I have several different forms. We have monthly subscriptions. We have one-time donations. You can donate through any kind of credit card, even Diners Club. We take lots of different forms of currency, too. Just give me a call at 323-512-7095. That's 323-512-7095. For those of you who are shy, Angela at antiwar.com always works. We'll be here all afternoon and all evening. Aaron, our intern, and I will be doing our little call center. We'll be making calls, and hopefully you'll be calling us as well. You can also go to antiwar.com/donate. It's that simple. You'll see lots of different options up there. And if you don't see something up there, or if you have something else to donate, let's say you've got a car, old car you want to donate, give us a call. We have a way we can take your old car off your hands, too.
Ah, there you go, cutting in on the Salvation Army's action there.
Yeah,
huh?
That's right. We are. And also, I know this is a controversial decision, and I understand people have different feelings about it, but we have brought back Amazon. We know we can't. It's important that we exhaust all means of finding revenue so that we know donors are in hard times right now. We know we still mean a lot to you, so we also have to find other ways, too. So if you're interested in advertising, I'm also the person to call, 323-512-7095. That's 323-512-7095. You're interested in advertising. Or if you need more help in using our Amazon affiliate, every time you shop, that helps us. We also have, for some of you who are into this sort of thing, we have our Visa Capital One card with Randolph Bourne on it, a beautiful peace logo, the dove. It's very lovely.
And how does that work exactly, the Capital One? That's a credit card? And
it's a credit card. You got to be the kind of person who can get a credit card, of course. As soon as you sign on, we get $50.
That excludes me.
It's for a narrow audience, but we immediately get, as soon as you sign in, we get a kickback and we get percentages. Code Pink and ACLU and others have these cards too.
Now to be clear about this, this doesn't mean when you go buy a couch with your credit card that you get charged more. It just means that Capital One kicks down out of their end.
That's right. It makes them feel, it's Capital One. They got to feel good about
themselves.
It's
public relations.
Yeah, it's good. And hey, it benefits us because we don't, we've always stayed right around $500,000 a year. You know exactly what you're getting for it, too. I mean, you know what the quality of the columnists. You know, every day we're up. There's no days off. There's no downtime. You know, we're always, always going. And, it's important. The show is important. It communicates to a whole audience live all over the world. The website, our columnists, our bloggers. These are the people who are making, getting the information out there. Activists can't act without information. That's why we need to keep antiwar.com up there. We need to keep that information out there and fresh. People know the facts and the ideology behind it and how they can talk to people about ending the empire.
Yeah. Well, and, it's interesting the way partisan politics works. It's we can see it's kind of been beneficial to the general public in terms of economic understanding to have Barack Obama in power now, because the narrative that free market economics, laissez-faire, unrestrained is what got us into this mess is now, falling much more flat. And, Austrian school, Rompalian economics are much more obviously the opposite of the system that we have now, rather than, you know, as the liberals tried to say at the end of the Bush years, you know, an example of what we've been living under. So we've really kind of benefited from having the Democrats in the White House as far as, you know, advancing an understanding of free market economics. But it has worked the exact opposite effect on the anti-war movement. And it seems like so much of the anti-war movement puts their partisan Democratic Party principles before their anti-war ones. And the election of Barack Obama has really hurt us. I mean, that Kevin Drum, when I disagree with Obama, I defer to Obama attitude is far more widespread, I think, than we'd like to admit. And we've been really hurt by the election of the Democrats.
We absolutely, I mean, I can absolutely chart, you know, from, you know, contributions and interest, you know, charting it from the time when it looked like it was clear that Obama was going to get the nomination. And you can see, I mean, you can see definite a dive, I mean, a very steep dive. And people wrote me and said, you know, what are you going to do at antiwar.com? You're not going to be needed as much now that Obama's in office.
Right. And we see how that's worked out. None of the wars have stopped really at all. I mean, they did withdraw the troops to their bases in Iraq, but that was under the Bush-signed agreement. That wasn't an Obama policy. And every other place in the world, they've expanded the thing on the ground, in the air, with drones, and even as according to the Post and the Times, on three continents with special forces and CIA going around cutting people's throats and exploding their children with hellfire missiles and cluster bombs and madness, unending. A new war in Libya.
Yeah, I mean, no, the empire has only expanded under King Obama, and it's. I mean, there's not much more to say about it. I mean, everyone who's listening is already aware of just how terrible the situation is. I'm just making the case that in these times, you know, antiwar.com is keeping you informed. I mean, I think we're doing an absolute top-notch job in keeping on top of things and being fair and accurate and broad-minded about the information.
Well, you know, libertarians are always a small minority, seemingly, and so that kind of works against us, and it makes it hard for you know, a very large audience to completely identify with where we're coming from. But on the other hand, it gives us the advantage of we stay anti-war no matter who's in power, because it's never our guy.
It's certainly not the case it would ever be our guy, and of course,
and even then we'd probably still be hard on him.
Right. So yes, and of course any real one of our guys would ultimately not want that position anyway. So The future is here, guys. You know, everything that libertarians have predicted, everything Justin Raimondo said, it's here. So I think that alone deserves more support, and God knows we appreciate it, and we use every penny, and you see how we use every penny. There's no gimmicks, you know, there's no frills here. This is a pretty much, you know, bare bones operation. We've kept it this way. You know, there's been no fancy redesigns. It is what it is. You know what you're getting for the price. Please consider a donation today. It's all tax deductible here in the U.S. My number is 323-512-7095. That's 323-512-7095.
And, you know, it was just occurring to me the other day. I was reading an article about, oh, so we spent $3 or $4 trillion so far in this terror war, and we've gutted our Bill of Rights and what was left of law in the judicial system and whatever, and gee, maybe it wasn't worth it. Maybe this is what Osama bin Laden was trying to get us to do all along, something. And it seemed to me like there was a big paragraph in that article that was missing, which was, here's the giant list of people who told me so. Here are the people who tried all along to say, you're embracing empire and empire's fall. This is national suicide. The terrorists are trying to provoke a reaction and you're falling for it. Don't do it. We can't afford it. You're going to create more enemies and destroy our Bill of Rights, and on and on and on. And I'm not just talking about me, but everybody at antiwar.com. We've been saying this since before I was there, and I've been saying it since before I was there. But nobody ever stops and says, all right, three cheers for Raimondo, you know, for being right on the Iraq subject, you know, starting way back in 99 or whenever he first started writing about it, and all the way through. Nobody ever gives credit where it's due. So I say, now's your chance, everybody, to give credit where it's due to antiwar.com. We need it. We can't be antiwar.com without you. It's as simple as that. Angela, give him the phone number one more time.
323-512-7095. That's 323-512-7095. Angela and antiwar.com, antiwar.com/donate.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's it. Simple as that. It's like the museum. You donate at the door. If you appreciate the dinosaur bones, man, then you kick down $10. That's how it goes.